If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Dean's off, but Entertainment Tonight's Cassie DeLaura is on. Good morning, Cassie.
Welcome.
How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Oh, I'm about 50% this morning. And I'm anxious to hear about Olivia Jade and this whole college admission scandal and what she had to say.
Yes, Bob, this is quite the headline here. I did not expect for Olivia Jade, the daughter of Massimo Giannulli and actress Lori Loughlin, to break her silence on the entire college admission scandal. This is really the first time that we have heard from any member of that family since the scandal unfolded, because, you know, they couldn't really talk about it because of legalities and things like that. But now she has taken to Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk, which is her Facebook Watch series, and she opened up about the entire experience and recognizing her privilege and what she has learned from it. Of course, her parents both pled guilty in May to one count of conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud, and they are both currently serving their prison sentences. And it's very interesting to read social media to see what people are saying about this apology. People think that in her recognizing her privilege, she still doesn't understand it. But the whole point of her going on this Red Table Talk was just to apologize, acknowledge that she knows what she and her family did was wrong, and she's asking for a second chance now.
Yeah, here's a little bit of what she said on that show with her mom. Jada Pinkett Smith hosts the show with her mom and her daughter, Willow, and mm-hmm. Olivia Jade felt it was time to speak.
I'm definitely ready to address some things. There is no justifying or excusing what happened, because what happened was wrong. But I think what's so important to me is, like, to learn from the mistake, not to now be shamed and punished and never given a second chance. Like, I'm not trying to victimize myself. I don't want pity. I don't deserve pity. I never got to say, I'm really sorry that this happened.
Well, at least it wasn't one of those non-apology apologies where somebody says, if I offended anyone. I mean, it sounded like she really did take responsibility.
Right. And she understands the severity of what they did, especially, you know, now that her parents are, you know, serving prison sentence, I feel like it's really able to sink in for her. And so she took the initiative to publicly apologize.
Okay, here is an entertainment headline. Dionne Warwick is the new queen of Twitter. Explain this.
So Dionne Warwick's niece actually introduced her to the social media platform Twitter. Dionne told ET in an interview this week that she's been home during the COVID-19 shutdown like everyone else, and she's been utilizing this time sort of as a, quote, vacation. And then she started, noticing that her nieces and nephews were having so much fun on, quote, this thing called Twitter. And so she wanted to get in on it. She says, how can I do it? I want to do it. And so, you know, she got herself a username and she started tweeting, and her tweets slowly started becoming viral because of how funny and authentic and genuine they were. She called out celebrities like Chance the Rapper and The Weeknd for why they have "the" in their stage names. And it's so funny because now, you know, Chance the Rapper and The Weeknd, they didn't feel bad that Dionne Warwick roasted them. They were honored that, you know, Queen Dionne had acknowledged them on social media. And what's so fun is that out of all of this, now we're going to get a collaboration between Dionne Warwick and Chance the Rapper. We learned that these two are going to record something in studio together. So, you know, you never know what can transpire from social media and just tweeting out to someone. It's quite fascinating, but she says that it's amusing now that she is the new queen of Twitter.
And she's celebrating her 80th birthday Saturday, and she's doing a live stream Christmas special concert on yeah. Saturday night to benefit Hunger Not Impossible. Her music really holds up. I love all of those hits that that she recorded with the Burt Bacharach, Hal David songs.
Mm-hmm. Queen of music and now queen of Twitter.
Yeah, and I'm very proud of this. I have it on my resume that Dionne Warwick once yelled at me. There was a promotional party for Leslie Uggams. At the time, she was recording, and I believe Dionne Warwick was involved in the recording company or the label Leslie Uggams was on. So they had a party for radio people to meet Leslie Uggams, and Dionne Warwick was there, and there was a Leslie Uggams song playing on a tape or a disc or something over and over again in this room where we were all waiting to meet Leslie Uggams. And so I saw there was a Dionne Warwick album nearby, and I took the Leslie Uggams music off, and I put a Dionne Warwick song off, and she came storming into the room, and she said, "Who did that? Who changed the music?" So I'm very proud of that moment.
Bob, you have to tweet her now that story and see if she tweets you back.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Finally, we have some breaking tattoo news. What's this?
You know what's so funny is when I think of Madonna, I would be surprised to know that at the age of 62 is when she got her first tattoo. I thought for some reason Madonna already had tattoos, but I've been proven wrong. And she took to social media this week to reveal her very first tattoo, and it's a sweet tribute to her kids. So the ink reads very simply, LRDMFE, which is, of course, the first letter of each of her kids' names. So a very sweet nod to her children and her family, and it is on her wrist. So she will constantly be reminded of them every time she looks at her hand.
Got a couple of extra seconds here. I know Entertainment Tonight is covering Cher, and she made the most out of her 2020, didn't she?
Yeah, so she opened up to Good Housekeeping magazine about how this year has been very turbulent, but she has accomplished a lot. She says that, she has been unapologetically herself throughout this quarantine, and, you know, she's been doing a lot of philanthropic efforts, a lot of unexpected projects that have been thrown her way, a lot of political activism. I don't know if you remember early on in the lockdown when everything was happening with the United States Postal Service, Cher was actually outside of the post office in Malibu near her home holding up signs to save the post office. She's been very involved with politics throughout the quarantine. She opened up to Good Housekeeping about, you know, her beliefs and putting them into action. And she opened up about President-elect Joe Biden's campaign, saying that she has known him since 2006 and he is so wonderful. It's a really fascinating interview. It's interesting when celebrities like Cher open up in depth like that.
More at ET Online. Cassie DeLaura. Thanks, as always, Cassie. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bob. You too.